Professor Pop, why does the food in stores sometimes get so expensive? Like, why do prices jump around?
Great question, Lily. Sometimes weather gets wild because of climate change, which can hurt crops. When that happens, some foods might cost more.
So if a store ruins a wheat field, bread might get pricier? That sounds tricky.
Exactly. But don't worry. Clever farmers and scientists are inventing new ways to grow food that's tougher against bad weather.
Whoa, like what? Can you tell me some superhero farming ideas?
Sure thing. One idea is drought-resistant seeds that don't mind little water. Another is drip irrigation, which gives plants just enough water without waste. And there's indoor farming, growing food in big buildings with controlled weather.
Indoor farms? That sounds like a plant party indoors. Do these farms save water too?
You bet. Some indoor farms use up to 95% less water than regular farms. They can even grow food in cities where space is tight, so food is fresher and travels less.
Wow, so even if it rains a ton or barely at all, we can still make food? But are there foods that get hit harder by the weather?
Yes. Foods like coffee, chocolate, and wine grapes are picky because they need just the right climate to grow well. Changes in temperature or rainfall can make farming them tricky.
Aw, man, no coffee or chocolate? That would be a bummer. But is there enough food for everybody on Earth right now?
Actually, yes. We grow more than enough food for everyone.
The big problems are wasting food and getting it to people who need it, especially with changing weather.
So if people stop throwing out so much food, more kids would be fed? That sounds like something I can help with.
Absolutely, Lily. Kids can be superheroes by eating their leftovers, buying local foods, and learning about new farming ideas.
What about those super weird foods I heard about, like burgers made from plants or even labs? Are those for real?
Yes. Those are super cool inventions that use fewer resources and help the planet. They're part of the puzzle to keep our plates full as the world changes.
I love puzzles. If I were a farmer and my crops kept drying out or flooding, I'd definitely want to try those drought seeds or indoor farms.
That's excellent thinking, Lily. Imagine designing a farm that could handle Martian dust storms or Martian drought. Your ideas might shape the future of farming.
Wise farming? That's out of this world. But for Earth, maybe we can all plant more gardens and waste less food at home.
You're spot on. Every little bit helps. Supporting local farmers and eating seasonal foods also helps farmers adapt and keeps our planet happy.
Professor Pop, I'm excited about these food battles and solutions. It's like a giant adventure where everyone can be a hero.
Exactly, Lily. With curiosity, creativity, and kindness, we're all part of making sure our dinner plates stay full for years to come.